It's Ben and Kelly, and maybe this is a little Ben and Kelly court action. We got this note from Angie. We're keeping her anonymous, by the way. We have named her Angie.
Okay, I was just about to add a little flutter because the first line says, please keep me anonymous.
Yes, I know. We got a message from Angie. Listen, I've learned my lesson. I've done that before. I've accidentally thrown listeners under the bus. It, you know, sometimes when you put that at the very end of a message to us, yes, it doesn't get read right away.
It's a best practice to just name yourself something else, too.
Yeah, well, that way,
just save us from ourselves. So anyway, Angie in quotes says, can I vent for a minute? Is this a safe place?
Sure, it's a safe place. Absolutely. 100%.
Did anyone get a lamer Valentine's Day gift than me?
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Let me explain. Friday night, I go to my boyfriend's house to make dinner together and hang out.
Mm-hmm.
He's excited when I get there, and I soon found out why. He's excited because he loves the gift he got for me. He even said, you're going to love this.
Oh, he's like a puppy. He's like, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to give this to you.
Pulls out a card and a little gift bag. I open the card, and it's sweet and whatever. But this gift bag, I'm thinking... It's sweet, whatever. I'm thinking must be jewelry or something because of how proud he is of it.
Sure.
I open the bag. It's got a blue velvet bag inside that's holding something.
Okay.
I open it up, and it's one of those polished rocks with a word carved into it.
Mm-hmm.
What's the word?
What is the word?
Joy.
Joy. Aw.
I got him a beautiful pen that I put a lot of thought into that cost over $100.
Wow.
And like Charlie Brown on Halloween, I got a rock.
Mm.
Are you freaking kidding me? Worst part, you'd have thought that he gave me the keys to a Mercedes. Did anyone else get a worse gift than me for Valentine's Day?
Wow.
Okay.
Hey, look, you know what? I actually have, I think, that rock, that very rock that she has.
Okay, because so if you got it for Valentine's
now
Day.
Now listen. It's because my wife's middle name is Joy. So she has like a polished stone that has her name carved in it, or that Joy carved in it.
Cute.
And we have it, you know, like on a bookshelf or something.
Great. Is it a good Valentine's Day gift? That's what we're trying to decide.
I mean, if you're thinking romance, maybe not romantic, but if obviously, I don't know, put some thought into it, right? Maybe
he was really excited about it. So
Angie, one thing I guess I don't know. Does Joy have any meaning to you? Like, how is that one of your?
I'm guessing no, because she didn't explain that.
I
feel like she would have been, well, that's sweet because of this, but it's a rock, and I was expecting something a little more.
Right.
Yeah.
She's like, I got
sidebar,
a rock.
Why are we spending $100 on a pen?
Well, pens can be very nice and expensive.
Okay. All right. Know. So a pen and a rock is what we got each other for Valentine's Day.
It's a pen and a rock.
when you say it like that, it all right. But so okay. But the fact is that he was really excited. He thought he was knocking it out of the park with something really sweet and sentimental.
Yeah,
and I think that is what we need to concentrate on. Like, he really felt good about himself because he thought that he got a really great gift that you were going to love.
Okay.
So maybe he missed the mark when it comes to what you really feel about it. But the fact is that he really wanted you to like it and thought you would. So he put thought into it. He didn't just go buy you a card and call it a day. You got a card and a rock.
He gave you a card and a rock.
I'm just trying to see the glass half full.
Sure. 502-795-1997. Can you beat that? Can you beat that sort of, I guess, Valentine gift?
Jared is kind of painting a little perspective on this. Someone got that for Christmas, gave it to Goodwill. He got it for $1.50.
Oh. Now we assume, we don't
know. Well, I don't know if it doesn't sound like it's going to set him back a ton.
All right. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your story about maybe a Valentine gift that missed the mark. Maybe it wasn't this year. Maybe it was in years past. But Angie, Ben and Kelly Court, I guess we're saying are we saying he did all right? He at least gave you it was a thought that counts?
I commend him for his demeanor.
All right. So, that's what Kelly says. All right.
He 502, wanted you to love it.
795-1997. We'll take some of your stories coming up next. Okay. Our listener, Angie, is a little miffed that she got a rock for Valentine's Day. It's 99.7.
Says joy.
It's 99.7 DJX. Yes. It's a polished rock. It says joy carved in it. I will say that my wife has the same thing. I didn't give it to her, though. I think her mom gave it to her. So, but yeah, and not on Valentine's Day. She gave him a $100 pen and is like, something doesn't seem right. Did anybody get a worse Valentine than I did?
So got a text message. My stepdad got a new robe and some garden stuff from my mom with an ice card and a balloon. And he got the best thing of all for her. Nothing.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Okay, I would say that's worse than a rock with joy on it.
Got a message from a listener who said, on Valentine's Day, while my husband was out running an errand for himself, asked him to pick me up a donut at Dunkin' Donuts. When he got home, he handed me the donut and said, Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh. And then she says, also, Angie, nobody wants a pen for a gift either.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow. Well, you know what? Honestly, like a good pen, when you find a good pen, it is life-changing. You want to use it all the time.
Okay.
So,
all right.
So I'm just saying.
And maybe she knew that he really loves pens and nice pens. Maybe
he really loves pens.
Yes. Dakota says, my girlfriend and I are long distance and we both love video games. So we often get video game gifts for each other. She doesn't have a ton of money, but we always try to get each other gifts for holidays, birthdays, anniversary. This Valentine's Day, I got a gift of a game I was wanting that she promised me for my birthday, which was 5 months ago. And in the message, she didn't say Happy Valentine's Day. She said Happy Late Birthday.
Oh,
I appreciate the thought of it, and I'm going to appreciate the game. But saying Happy Late Birthday instead of Happy Valentine's Day did sting a bit.
Oh.
I wouldn't say it's a worse gift than a rock, but it feels like the holiday was lessened for me because it says it's okay to make up gifts for past events that I've already long forgotten about.
So wait, what is the statute of limitations on forgetting a gift on a milestone, like a birthday or an anniversary?
5 months is way past.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you don't say happy belated. I mean, I would more, especially if it's 5 months, maybe say happy early.
Or just Happy Valentine's Day. Here's the game I meant to get you for your birthday. Sorry, it took me so long.
True.
But I got it for Valentine's Day. Love you.
All right. Well, hey, Angie, I'm glad this was a safe space for you to vent. And hopefully.
Are we landing on bad gifts? What are we landing on?
I think you need to just get over it.
Right. I wouldn't, use it as a statement of his feelings for you. Because again, he was super excited to give that to you.
It was
the
exciting
thought behind it that really counts.
Yep.
So, yeah.
All right.
Enjoy your rock.
Enjoy your rock.
And display it somewhere. It reminds you to be joyful.
There you go. It's 99.7 DJX.